Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey, Gravity Commons.
Listener.
It was a contest to see who's going to announce, who's going to be the first voice.
Shall we start over?
I wasn't sure. Like, we never start over. So let's just go with it.
Welcome to the Gravity... Sure.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
Welcome to the Gravity Commons podcast. This is Matt Tebbe, and this is really the first time I've had a chance to share without...
In your life?
Any crosstalk.
On this podcast?
No, just in the last 20 seconds or so.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. That's Ben Sternke, the voice you're hearing and have heard repeatedly. And we are coming to you today to talk about something new that we're doing in the Gravity Commons community.
Yes. We are, so we've run a lot of these experiments over the last few months. I mean, really, has it been a year? Maybe almost a year.
Wow.
Has it only been 6 months? Man, my sense of time is still warped, I think, from COVID.
Yep.
anyway, we have realized, I think, that part of the gift that we have, gift in the sense of like what seems to, I don't know, seems to be something that that we host or that we're good at, is not necessarily like producing content. We've talked about this before, but it is hosting conversations and convening conversations. So anyway, we started the Gravity Community. It's an online community. Anybody can join that. And we've been experimenting with various ways of connecting people and continuing to host conversations that help people figure out their faith in these crazy times. So anyway, it's a new idea.
Yeah.
We're going to do a book club.
Yeah, book club.
Read through a book together.
We decided to, for the first book, to do a book that a lot of people have been talking about and recommended to me. Yeah. And that's the book, The Kingdom, the Power, and the Glory, American Evangelicals in an Age of Extremism. And this is written by a man named Tim Alberta, who his previous book was American Carnage on the Front Lines of the Republican Civil War and the Rise of President Trump. Tim is an evangelical Christian who is one of the people who's kind of taken umbrage at, the larger overall embrace of Trump and MAGA. Mm-hmm. In the evangelical church. And so some of the people that he speaks of favorably in this book are guys like David French and Russell Moore. So he's sort of in that sort of firmly in the white evangelical identity group, socio-religious group, but also trying to understand the appeal and seduction of MAGA within his group.
Right.
So it's sort of a crisis for him. And the book is like 21 chapters. Each one's about 15 to 20 minutes long, probably to read. And it's an easy read in the sense that he introduces a person or a location and then travels there and goes to an event or listens to a sermon or talks about somebody's story and then interviews a person and then reflects on that person in light of his larger, like, what the heck is going on here? So it's really like, I don't know, it's like an investigative journalist traveling around the country, having conversations and then reflecting on the conversations. So it's a popular, easy read. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's at least two levels that intrigue me about this, Ben. The one is, I think Tim rightly identifies so much of what's going wrong in the group that he identifies with. And he's, I think he's faithful in his representations. I think he's a really good writer. And I think he's identifying a lot of things that a lot of our listeners and members of our Gravity Commons community also have noticed. So part of the interest in doing the study is, you know, maybe it's nice, always great to find our story and other people's stories. Mm-hmm. It's always great to have our intuitions and hunches and instincts validated. Especially when they get gaslit a lot, you know? Or we feel
Like there's nothing wrong with that. Why do you have a problem with Trump?
Or we feel guilty for thinking about it. And it's nice to have an external authority validate our conscience. Right? You like that.
So that's one level. Is that
That's one level.
Say two levels.
That's one level. And I think that's and then I'd love to give, and part of that level is coming together weekly to talk about the resonances and alignment and validation that we are experiencing and how what Tim is writing about, how that relates to our life and the things we've experienced. I think that can be a healing, that can be a generative kind of conversation. So that's one level of this book club. The second level is what I have found myself doing as I read is noticing some of the problematic ways that Tim frames or talks about things. And by problematic, and this is what I want to explore as well with you listeners, is by problematic, I don't mean disingenuous or lacking integrity or blatantly false.
Right.
What I mean is what's emerging for me as I read is that a lot of what we see happening in MAGA and Trump is part and parcel with a lot of white conservatism in the U.S. And because Tim is a white conservative in the U.S., there's some similarities that he shares or blind spots that he shares that he obviously can't see. Right. Mm-hmm. That's the sort of that's the thing about blind spots is we can't see them.
Yeah, that's the tricky thing.
And we all have them, right? We all have them. Right. And so I'd like to chat about that too, because one of the things that I've been most baffled by and frustrated with over the last 8 to 10 years is the inability for people like Tim. And I mentioned Russell Moore and David French. And there's others, right? People like those guys, and there's women too, and their complete lack of ability to stem the MAGA tide. That it doesn't matter how much clout you have or how well-respected you are. If within institutions that have gone over to like sort of like gone with MAGA, if you try to oppose them, you end up getting deposed.
Right.
So Russell Moore has to leave Southern Baptist Convention. David French very famously is being canceled by conservatives all over the internet, you know, because he's opposing Trump, and while very much still a conservative.
Yeah.
And so I want to explore why.
Yeah.
And
Tim has some of these stories too in his book. When he began to oppose all of this, there was a, he was shocked by the backlash. Shocked by it.
Yeah. And so I think there's some problematic ways of defining the problem, talking about the problem that is part and parcel of the conservative framework.
Yeah.
And I want to explore that in a space where you're not going to get canceled or where there's no reprisals. You're not,
right.
You know, you're not an enemy for doing this, but we can actually, right. I think Tim's book reveals more than Tim is writing about. And I think that would be generative for us as a community, not to dump on him or bag on him, but to make sense of our own lives and to make sense of difference and clarity and growth and how to move forward, you know, how to do this reconstruction that we're committed to. So those are the two levels, Ben. I don't know if that sounds interesting to you at all.
I'm out. I don't want to do it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm in. Yeah, it does sound interesting. And I think one of the reasons that I'm intrigued by the idea of doing this kind of a book study is that, I think there is oftentimes, or book club, where we talk, you know, kind of chapter by chapter is... I think it's interesting to read through a book where it's like, okay, that's, you know, you may not disagree. You may not agree with everything in the book.
Yeah.
And that's maybe true of every book. But I think doing it on these two levels might be really helpful because I do feel that a lot, Matt. I feel both the, like with voices like Tim's, I feel the resonance with what they're saying. And I also feel a slight disconnect. And I don't know, and on a deeper level that I don't know how to articulate without, without sort of just sort of getting lumped in with somebody who's like, oh, you want to bash on conservatives. I was like, well, it's not actually what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to understand what I'm sensing in this writing, in this voice that doesn't seem helpful to me or feels like something that I can see now that I wasn't able to see before. And I just want to understand it. I want to understand what's going on because I do think it'll help us make sense of our journeys.
Yes.
Wherever we're at on that journey. So you don't, you might think the whole book is great. And still, I would encourage you, join us.
Yeah.
To talk about it. So,
yeah.
That's the idea.
All right. So then how we're thinking about starting this, and we're hoping to do this weekly. And also hoping that this will be the first of many books that then the community can help decide and pick. So we're going to pick the first one. And then I think what we'll probably do for the second one, Ben, I haven't told you this yet, but get ready. Putting out like a list of 4 or 5 books and having members
vote.
Yeah, vote. 1, 2, and 3. And like, you know, 1 gets 3 points, 2 gets, you know, I don't know. We'll have to figure that out.
Immediately, I thought technologically, how would we ever do that? But maybe we could just have people vote for their favorite and go from there.
Billionaires are draining the planet of all its resources using AI, Ben. So we can just call Bill Gates.
Just call one of them?
We'll ask them to extract more of our planet's resources to create a poll for us.
Yes, please.
Via AI.
The phone call will also cost the planet resources. Can't win.
Can't win. No. In the future, we'll have the community. Have a hand in selecting whatever we read together. But one of the things I miss doing, I did this a lot during COVID, and in particular during 2020 when there was a string of highly profile Black people that were being killed by law enforcement.
Yeah.
And I was a part of a reading group who were pretty diverse, Black women, Black men, and a few white folks. And it was incredible experience for me. I felt like I learned so much because people gave me access to talking about things. And I didn't have, at that time, I didn't have access to have conversations about, you know, racial, economic problems with black women. I didn't have that opportunity. And so anyway, I miss doing that with people, and it had a profound impact upon my life. And I want, I'd love to foment that in our community, you know, create that opportunity for others. And also, one of the things I hear, listener, from many of you all is how isolated you feel or alone you feel. Some of you are outside of a church right now. Some of you have a church, but you're sort of on the outside looking in there. Some of you love your church, but you're looking for spaces that you can have different kinds of conversations in. And so this gives us another opportunity to come together and be with each other that we may not have locally, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay. So details, brass tacks.
Brass tacks.
Do the kids still say brass tacks?
I doubt it.
How does Gen Z say brass tacks?
They would probably say, I'm just going to come up. The first word that enters my mind is skibbity, but I don't think that's right. I've just heard the kids say that. I have no idea what it means.
They do say that.
Yeah.
But they don't say that.
Do you know what it means?
I don't think we should. I don't think we should guess.
Okay.
I think we could get in big trouble if we try to guess what skibbity means.
All right. Maybe it's just brass tacks. Let's just go with that.
All right.
So brass tacks.
All right.
Yeah.
If you're a Gen Z person listening and you don't know what that means, please email us at podcast@gravitycommons.com. We're going to meet every Friday at noon Eastern time. So the first meeting will be Friday, August 2nd at noon Eastern. We'll meet over, do we decide to meet over Zoom, Ben? Are we going to meet over in our
I just had that thought. I don't know. It'll either be a live video that you can join via chat, or it will be a Zoom call that you can join like live.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out.
The first Friday of every month will be open to anybody who wants to check it out. So if you're listening and you want to dip in once a month, you can read along. The good thing about this book is you can read any chapter out of order. And you're not going to, you can read the chapters out of order because it's a travelogue and he's sort of, sometimes we'll refer back to things, but it's very much sort of just a little vignettes of what's going on in America. But the other weekly call will be for our premium Gravity Commons members, those of us who are, who've joined and pay $25 a month to be a part of the premium community. We're trying to build, that community up so that we are able to collaborate and do the kinds of things we want to do at Gravity and make our bivocational lives work. So we are committed to keeping access to things for those of you who can't afford $25 a month, which is why our learning communities are pay what you want. This will have a, you know, you can come once a month on the first Friday. But it's also like a front door, you know, like we want people to be able to check out what we're doing to see if it fits them. And then if they find value and they want to participate in that value, they can sign up for a monthly subscription. But then this will live sort of in the premium part of our Gravity Commons community. Those who have already signed up for $25 a month, this will be added to what we're already doing, which is a lot. And then we'll release it as, I think we decided to either release it as a video, Ben, or as an after party podcast. We have to decide which one.
There'll be recordings will be available if you can't join live for sure. Because I anticipate, you know, even for people who are committed to walking through the whole book club with us, there's going to be the occasional Friday that you are unable to participate live, but there will definitely be recordings available for those who are part of the paid membership in the community. So,
yes. Yep. All right. So if you have questions, just hit me up, matt@gravitycommons.com. And I'm happy to answer those questions for you. Again, we'll put the book, link to the book in the show notes. Ben's already started listening to it on Audible. I finished it this morning. I still have the epilogue. But Ben, I took notes in the back of the book mm-hmm. of things I want to like, of these little things where what Tim was saying and what I was thinking didn't line up, and how he said something like, yeah. why did you do that? Or, yeah. whoa, that was a weird move. Or, oh man, I would have said this. And I just want to show you, Ben.
Yeah.
Look okay. at that. You see yeah, two
listener,
pages?
I'm looking at a page full of notes, two pages full of small writing.
Wait.
Yep. Four pages. I'm looking at four pages. Update. I'm looking at six pages. Anyway, lots of notes.
So I got all these little asterisks and stars, and I I think it's just fascinating. So I'm super excited about this. Email me. Join us August 2nd.
Yes.
Noon Eastern. And looking forward to our book club.
Yeah. I will say the way that I have been trying to take notes, Matt, because I'm listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to sort of fit it into my schedule when I listen to things. And I listen to things in the car or like when I'm working out. And I don't, in typically those places, thankfully, I don't have a pen and paper readily available for me to write anything down. So I have been asking, I use the voice command in my car to ask Siri to make a note. And so I will then talk out loud about my thoughts, and it puts it into a kind of a stream of consciousness note in my notes app with a super long title, because there's no way of saying, you know, title this note this way. At least I haven't figured out one. So anyway, so I have this, I have a funny way, because I was thinking about it. I was like, how am I going to take notes? But anyway, that's my funny way of taking notes.
Yep.
So.
All right.
All right. Well, again, listener, if you want to join us or if you have questions, you can email Matt. And I look forward to this book club. And you can join, if you want to check out some of the other stuff, that you can join the Gravity community for free if you're not already a member. And that might be a great interim step for you to take before we start this book club in August. You can just go to gravitycommons.com/community, and the instructions for signing up are right there. And again, anybody can join for free.
Yeah.
So look forward to seeing you in there. That's another place you can ask questions.
Yeah, it's been a great little community so far, and we're looking to see it grow even more.
Yep, yep. 635 members as of this morning and growing.
How many?
635.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot of folks in there.
That is a lot of folks in there. Wow. I didn't know, Ben.
Yeah, I mean, that's how many there are. At least, you know, that's what the software tells me. I have no reason to doubt it. So, all right, listener, that's probably good enough for now.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.